Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Zone, Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Akrey, on the Buzz Radio Network.
I had an epiphany during the break.
Spell epiphany.
I'm not, but since Chris wants toddlers to get paid, Chris, if you would like to sponsor the Diamondback softball team that Addison's on, as she's taking NIL deals now.
Oh, is she?
If you would like to pay for...
It'd be a great deal. You know, Delta Solar, we love sunshine.
Yeah.
Obviously, you don't play in bad weather.
I've thought through this whole thing.
Maybe an avenue here.
We could put Delta
What's
Solar...
What's the package
on,
look like?
We could put you on the jersey.
You put the patch? Get a patch on the jersey?
Yeah. But if it's just for Addison, though, if you just want to do that, like an NIL deal, we'll have to think something else.
Well, to go to UCA... I'll do that.
No, I'm just talking about NIL.
No. Eventually,
I'm talking about NIL.
I'm making the investment now in her collegiate future because she's won how many tournaments?
We're up to like 23.
Look at this.
Or something.
Are they just making up tournaments for kids these days?
No,
you can't
win
23 tournaments at 8 years old.
No, it's collectively over time. But I mean, that's not the point. Here's the thing: you want to give the bag to a kid. So I'm giving you the opportunity through Delta Solar to be.
Crucify me because I want to pay people. Yep. That's it.
Just throwing it out there.
I'm telling you right now, if Addison was about to go to college and someone came up and said, "Hey, we're going to pay six figures for her to go to college," you're telling me you're
after her senior
and you've
year.
Had two hours to think
that
about
money
this.
Will be there after her senior year.
Okay.
It will be.
Okay.
If she's as good as what she was whenever they're offering, like it should be good.
Okay.
Provided she doesn't get injured.
There you go.
But I mean, that's just the risk you take when you play sports.
That's it.
Or
you could eliminate that risk and go now. See,
okay,
don't worry about
I'm
it.
Not getting
think
back
about
into
it.
This.
Think about it.
I think we have like.
Todd, what do we got to get into this hour again? We said birthday trivia.
Entertainment
Akrey
report.
Free zone, by the way, for those who are missing Justin. Yeah. He's at the beach this weekend.
So we have the entertainment report.
Yes.
We have birthday trivia.
Okay.
And we'll have what's on tap.
Okay.
And we've still got to do game balls and jock straps.
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot to do. All right, what are we starting with?
Okay, well, I guess hit the Hollywood music.
Let's go.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
Okay, first up, David Lee Roth. You know the song Jump? You're shaking your head.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, Todd.
No, I'm shaking yes.
I know. Just to verify that he knows Jump. You find it? Okay. Play that real fast.
Jump.
I guess on the second button bar, maybe you can do it on two. I don't know. There we go.
Yeah.
So you know this song,
ahead,
right?
Jump. Yeah.
Okay. So there's been a lot of speculation on this song, on why it was made, who it was for. It's a wildly popular song. So in a recent Billboard interview at Stagecoach, David Lee Roth comes out and he wanted to set the record straight. He said, "You know what? For everybody that likes this song, it was not meant for you. It was meant for girls only." He said that he purposely licensed the music only to contact sports that are girl-friendly, that involve commercials and movies. I don't know what that means, but he also said he wanted this song to be in... You remember that TV show Glee?
Yeah, yeah.
He envisioned this song to be in like shows like that.
Okay.
And that's why he made it.
Huh.
If you ever wanted to know the history...
He thought, truly, I'm going to make this not for now, but for future generations to enjoy.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the back end on why he made that. Why you might care, I don't know, but that's what Billboard put out there. So
okay, I got a story for you.
Okay.
Big Ten did their distributions.
Yeah, like the rev share.
To 18 members.
Oh, yeah, okay, that, yeah.
Yep. Fiscal year ending June 30th, 2025. $1.37 billion.
Teach school?
No. No.
That was the total.
That was the total.
That's the total bag?
Total bag. The purse, you might say. $490 million increase over the distribution from the prior fiscal year, and it comes on the heels of the SEC distributing $1.03 billion in February. $1.37 billion to 18 members. RJ, quick math. What's that come out to? Come on!
I need a calculator.
I know! You got one right in front of you. Remember when teachers used to say all the time,
don't use your calculator.
You're not going to be able to take that with you one day.
Yeah.
Actually, now, we are.
And they're on your phone, even.
Yeah.
$76 million per school.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's part of the, but isn't that part of the rev share though? Like to the,
well, I mean, that's what's distributed. I don't know what is shared to the.
But I think, and I could be wrong.
Based on yeah,
but I think the players that
there is a portion of that
that
gets distributed
like
to
the TV stuff and everything like that. Yeah,
wasn't it decided like some of the bigger power forward programs?
Yeah.
It was like in the low 20s, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah,
be
like
sharing
20%. Buy-in or something.
Well, I thought it was like 20-something million, something in the early 20s.
Yeah, I remember the number 20 like you're remembering. I just don't remember how it correlates.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay. $1.37 billion.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that, I'm assuming that's the most by any conference.
It is, yes, ahead of the SEC.
Yeah. Okay. This weekend at the box office. Is this a segment that we're supposed to do later?
Yes.
Oh.
No, this is now.
It can be now.
It's now. You're fine. Box office is fine. We regularly cover box office on the Zone Entertainment Report.
I got to know the rules of this game. You can hit that music
yes,
again.
Yes, I
but
will hit that music.
The Devil Wears Prada 2 dominates with $77 million in their opening day. It exceeded all projections. The film domestically made $27.5 million. You add in the all the international markets, they are saying worldwide the movie could make $233.6 million.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I heard Michael was also very good.
That was number two at $54 million. Then okay. Super Mario Galaxy movie.
Did you take the kids to that one yet?
Nope. I hadn't been in the movies in a hot minute.
Okay. It was good.
It came in at third at 12.1. Project Hail Mary came in at fourth at 8.5. And then Hokum.
Yeah, it's a horror movie. I've heard good things about Project Hail Mary. Haven't seen it.
Is it bad that we don't go to the movies anymore?
No,
like,
I don't think it's bad.
We'll pay the $20 to stream it online at the house.
Yeah. No, I at this point, I just go for if the kids want to see a movie like Mario. Again, it's like the banana bowl thing. Am I going? Probably not. But if the kids are going, if the kids want to go, it's like, okay, yeah, let's do it. I'm in.
One night, we actually did the streaming at our house. Right? I don't remember what movie it was, but I think it was F1, maybe. And we were going to, okay. I went to the movie theater, got the popcorn, walked out, brought it home, and we had movie theater popcorn at the house.
You're absurd. You know, you got to go to the movies now for the buckets.
I was on the way.
You got to go for the buckets. So they have these special buckets.
Yeah.
This is like you talk about like, all right, what's a dumb purchase you make? Like, what's something, think about this while I'm telling you,
no.
Mike. What's something you're like, I know this is dumb. I fully acknowledge the stupidity of this purchase, but I'm doing it anyway because it's fun to me. Mine is popcorn buckets. I got a Jaws one. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It is a shark that the mouth opens up and you put the popcorn on the inside.
Okay.
Fantastic. I got that one. And then the kids wanted a Wicked one. We took them to Wicked.
Yeah.
And then Super Mario. And I think we have one. Oh, and then what's the other one? The Minecraft movie. We got one of those. It's kind of 3D. Jurassic World. We got one of those too. Doubles is a great trash can, by the way, for the kids' bedroom. Dumb purchase. That's my dumb purchase. I purchase popcorn buckets for movies that are themed.
I do a lot of dumb purchases. Like I am the guy that sees something on Facebook and buys it off Facebook or Instagram.
No matter what.
My wife,
if it looks good,
she wears me out because like I'm like, man, that's a great ad. That looks cool. I'm gonna buy it. $19.99. Boom, and I buy it. And so like the thing that
do
I
you
got,
ever get it and the quality is
oh,
garbage compared to what you saw.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But the thing I recently got, so stupid. I mean, it was stupid, but I had to buy the 4-pack because we all had to have one. But it's the fully automatic water gun.
You sent me that like a year ago.
Y'all.
And you were like, You got to get this,
dude.
Does it work?
It's so great.
Does it work?
It is,
because it looks like something that's going to die after like two uses.
It charges, so there's no batteries required.
So it fills up automatically. I've seen, if you've been on Facebook in the last year, you've probably seen.
Well, no,
this thing.
I didn't get the one that fills up automatically.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I got the one that's a handheld, and it's got a magazine full of water in the bottom of it, and you can see the magazine go out. And it's like, pew, 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 pew,
how far
pew,
is the shoot? Like 20 feet?
No, yeah, it gets some range.
Like pretty good?
Yeah. No, it's got some range on it. And, but yes, I bought that on
dumb
Facebook.
Dumb purchase, but you know what? But, not dumb to you.
But you know what? My kids and I, we love them. Like, we'll run around the house and
see,
shoot each other.
Not dumb. That's not dumb.
But I do this all the time. Like, Facebook is terrible for me.
Well, I bet you Instagram is the same for your wife, because
she didn't buy anything on there.
Really?
Like, will not. Now, she'll send it to me.
She's in the 1% then.
She sends it to me and says, what do you think about this? Hoping that I'll buy it.
Instagram is a pitfall.
But Apple Pay changed the game for me.
For wives shopping, Instagram is a pitfall. Absolutely.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man. And I've got friends that do, like, because I'm not on TikTok. I don't do that. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
But apparently there's like a TikTok marketplace.
TikTok shop.
Yeah. Or TikTok shop. And like, apparently you can get all kinds of cool stuff.
No idea, but you think about it.
I don't. And this
Facebook
is totally,
marketplaces.
This is totally not Entertainment Report stuff, but I'm just telling you right now, like, I love, if you want to sell something like and get a good deal, I love the marketplace on Facebook. I literally scan Facebook Marketplace like it used to be Craigslist. And I will scan it every day trying to find something on there that I don't need.
But to circle back to something that you might actually want to get in on here, Chris, I know that for the upcoming Masters of the Universe movie, there are going to be specialized buckets for that.
Right.
Like, they're going to have one for Castle Grayskull. There's one that's, I guess, like He-Man's sword.
Castle Grayskull?
Yes, a Castle Grayskull popcorn bucket. And there are people that are going to buy these buckets with no popcorn in them, and kept them in whatever wrapper they come in, because they're going to go on the secondary market and get like 3-4 times whatever they buy it.
Did you guys see this over the week? This ties in entertainment. I promise it all loops back. The Carolina Hurricanes debuted the beer skate this past weekend. So there's been a beer saber for the Buffalo Sabres, which is the sword, and you put the beer in.
Yeah.
They have debuted a beer skate. I'm showing you the video right now so you guys can see it. It goes for $19, and then if you put any beer in, it's another $12.
Oh, that's cool.
They sold out.
As they should.
This is going to be...
That would be a dumb purchase that I want.
Right, but this is going to be the future of dumb purchases that we all make because, oh, wow, who wouldn't want to drink out of a hockey skate at a game or any other type of themed... Like, if they make these for footballs, you know we're drinking out of footballs at a football
game. Well, you know, you remember the movie...
Or a baseball bat.
Okay. Absolutely. I've seen those before. Those are great.
Once again, I'm not good with names of movies. But I remember this scene.
Das Boot.
Das Boot!
Beer Fest.
That's the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the equivalent.
That is it. Das Skate. I know.
Das Skate.
So this is what I believe, like, when you talk about the movies, dumb purchases, yeah, I'll make them a movie. If I go to a hockey arena and they have this, I'm in. Absolutely.
100.
I'm using it at home.
So it's $19 for the skate.
For the skate, and then $12 if you put beer in it. So you spend about $30.
$32.
Yeah. But you know
31.
What? Tax. You're getting the most unique drinking cup ever.
Because you know, like,
and I'm taking it home and using it all the
time. You know how some people, you'll go to a game and they'll give you the souvenir cup?
Right.
And half the time you leave it behind.
Oh, no, I take those home. They're great.
Do you?
Great utility cups. Oh, yeah.
You save them.
I think I have one with Bielema on it still. Somewhere in the cupboard. Oh, yeah.
See, I don't save them. I get them because they're bigger.
Well, they are, yes.
And so, like, I don't have to go to the concession stand as much.
They're great utility cups for home.
So you save them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, like, my kid will save, like, the Disney on Ice souvenir cup, right?
Those things are an abomination. They just fill up cabinet space.
they
never use them. They take up twice the amount of space as another cup. Oh, I know. We've got several characters in our cupboard right now, and I'm just like, yep, of course. I just need to get rid of those. Anyway, all right, what's your next story?
Firehouse Subs. When was the last time you had Firehouse Subs?
On the road, UCA, it becomes a lunch opportunity with Akri and Steve-O. Yeah,
really?
It's really good. Oh, yeah. If we see one nearby the stadium, we're stopping.
And I'm sorry, Leslie, for giving a sponsor shout-out that it's not a sponsor, but it's a story in here.
Yeah, there you go.
Firehouse Subs right now offering free sandwiches to people named Mike.
Why?
Because...
You're like, I didn't get that far in the story.
Their company president, Mike Hancock... they want to honor him, and it's going on Wednesday, May the 6th. Firehouse Subs will give away free medium steak and cheese melt sandwiches on May the 6th 1,400 plus firehouse locations across the country are doing this. Customers must present a valid ID showing that their name is actually Mike, Michael, Michelle.
Yeah,
one of those three.
Yeah, my uncle's a Michelle.
Or I think they're doing others like Michaela and a couple of others, if I remember
each person,
reading correctly.
Yeah, each person can claim one free sandwich featuring the chain's new recipe with the flame-seared USDA Choice Prime Rib.
See, it can get a little confusing because of Jersey Mike's. You would think Jersey Mike's would do something like that.
Thought it
when
was,
I first
was
saw the story, I was
Mike.
Like, this is a misprint. It's got to be Jersey Mike's, but you know what? I
mean, so on Wednesday, you'll be hosting the Zone on Wednesday.
I will be, yes. Yes, me and Trey Reed.
Go get a fake ID and get your free firehouse sub, Mike Kane.
No, I don't think that's worth using a fake ID for.
No, it's not.
Do you ever, I think the statute of limitations is up.
It is. Yep. Yes,
yes,
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
college.
I did.
So we can all relate to what happened to the Minnesota quarterback over the weekend up in Fayetteville.
Oh, Drake Lindsey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And at what point, like, okay.
That we
okay.
And here we spiral out of entertainment into...
No, but like at what point... When a kid uses his fake ID, do we not put his mugshot on Facebook and so just say, you know what, we'll give you your ticket. You got in trouble. Like, at what point do we say, okay, Fayetteville PD, we're not going to blast this dude on Facebook for using a fake ID?
I feel like Washington County prides itself.
They do.
On making it known if anyone has so much of a jaywalking incident. In the Fayetteville Square, Washington County will make sure you are.
And I'm not saying he shouldn't have gotten cited. I'm not saying anything like that. But what I am saying is, like, come on, Washington County. We do not need to put his mugshot on Facebook.
They take extra pride up there in that county of making sure that the small, whether it's the smallest or largest offense, will get publicized.
But I will say, when Baker Mayfield was on there, it was
well, see,
awesome.
And when the video came out, too, that's the other thing. When you got the video of him running and getting, I mean, that adds to it.
He got in trouble for using a fake ID.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's...
A lot of athletes this weekend got in trouble. You know, the offensive lineman from
they went to LSU first and then now Ole Miss.
He's an Arkansas kid.
Yeah, I saw that.
He was doing like 120 or something over in Eastern Arkansas, his way to Little Rock.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got pulled over by, like, Arkansas State Police, and it was a thing.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially I-40 is terrifying.
And the roads aren't that great.
No. There's enough carnage on I-40.
Carnage.
If you look, next time you look at the barriers on I-40, especially whenever you're leaving Little Rock or getting close to Memphis or vice versa, it is nothing but like mangled metal on the side of the road. It is, I mean, it's essentially a warning. This is the Mad Max Fury Road of interstates in the southeast is I-40 between Memphis and Little Rock.
You said the carnage.
Oh, it is nothing. It looks like something, if you took it to a scrapyard, they go, I don't know what I'm going to do with that. Yeah, you can get out of here.
And here I thought Carhenge was in eastern Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow, yeah. It's already at 12:24. We got to do birthdays.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, we need a couple of players. 661-1037 for birthday trivia. Today, gentlemen, we are playing for two baseball tickets to see Arkansas-Oklahoma on Sunday.
Okay.
So we need two players, 501-661-1037.
Okay, and I am going to do my best, by the way, on describing these people for you.
That should be interesting.
This is going to be the most entertaining part of the entertainment report is me trying to figure this out. But I think I can do it. We've got a full call board.
Fully lit up.
Are we doing two or one?
We're doing two because it'll be me versus
Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So okay. Who do we have on the online?
All right. They're being answered right now.
He's getting them right
now.
Yeah, they're being answered. Yeah, they're being screened and called. There we go. Being typed in. We've got Corey on line two.
Corey's going to go with Chris.
Okay, that'll work.
And then whoever's on line one will go with Todd.
Okay, all right. So there we go. Line one, you're currently anonymous, but you're with Todd. Corey, you're with me. I'm sorry.
Or if line one doesn't answer, we'll go. There we go, Matt.
All right, let's play the liner.
Okay, here we go.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
Okay, here we go. We've got a lot, but I'm not doing all these because I don't know who half these people are. The first one up. Are you guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Ready.
This former boy band member...
Justin Timberlake.
No. He rose to fame as the bass singer for the multi-platinum selling boy band NSYNC.
Joey Fatone. Yeah, JC. Oh, it is. Right? Is it Joey Fatone?
No, it's not.
JC Chazet.
Nope.
Chris Kirkpatrick.
No, nope. Bass.
Lance Bass.
He said it.
Oh,
Lance Bass. Okay. I kind of gave it away. Okay, how old is Lance Bass?
Did you say bass? Is that what it said?
Yeah, it says okay. As the bass. That's what the thing said.
He sang bass. His last name is Bass.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. That's what it said on the Wikipedia.
No idea. I didn't know that. That's a fun fact.
You learn something new every day.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, how old is Mr. Bass or Bass today?
Lance Bass is going to be 46.
No.
42.
No, he's 47. Mm, 47. You know he's from Laurel, Mississippi?
No.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, Timberlake's from Memphis, I think, so I wonder where the rest of them are from. All right, what's next?
Okay, up next, this female sportscaster.
Holly Rowe.
No.
Aaron Andrews.
Yes, Aaron Andrews. How old is Aaron Andrews today?
Aaron Andrews is 48.
Bingo bango.
Oh.
Are we still doing that?
Yes.
Do we still say bingo bango?
Still do the bingo bango.
Are you keeping score?
Yeah, it's 1-1.
Okay.
We've only done 2, so it's not hard.
Okay.
No, actually,
you get
it would
2
be,
for that, right?
Because I got Lance Bass, so that's 1.
Yeah.
And I got the bingo bango.
Yeah. So 2-1.
2-1. 2-1.
2-1. Okay.
See, look, I got this. Okay, this Canadian-American actor and comedian.
Mike Myers.
Who? No. He has his roles in Arrested Development.
Jason Bateman.
No. Blades of Glory.
Will Ferrell.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
He's a Canadian-American actor, comedian, producer.
Any other movies?
I don't know. the Lego Batman movie.
Will Arnett.
Yes, Chris. Look at there. How old is Will Arnett today? Might want to hit the music again.
Yeah.
Oh, yep.
Will Arnett is going to be 52.
No.
Shoo.
So it's 2-2, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, 2-2.
What do you got?
Will Arnett would be 53.
No, he's 56. How about that? I didn't realize that. Okay, this country music singer.
Justin Moore.
No.
Brad Paisley.
I'm going to get his wiki pulled up.
Chris Stapleton.
No. He also is a gospel singer, songwriter.
Vince Gill.
Multi-platinum artist.
He
debuted, most of his success was in the mid-1980s. Let's see, he's still kind of there.
Still kind of there. That's a great description.
If I give you this song, it's basically the first to get to it.
Okay.
Three Wooden Crosses.
Oh, jeez.
Okay. Forever and Ever, Amen.
Randy Travis.
Yes. Randy Travis. How old is Randy Travis today?
Randy Travis is...
3-3, by the way.
Yep. 78.
No.
77.
No, he's 67.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, we're a whole decade.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Sorry, Randy Travis.
And so it's 3-3. I got to figure out who this last person is.
Oh,
just
boy.
Because, I mean, like, literally.
Because he needs the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Got to figure out. It's probably
I know who it is. I just got to figure out how to describe him. Okay. It's a he, by the way. American singer, songwriter, and founding member of the Jackson 5.
Michael Jackson.
No.
Tito Jackson.
Tito's passed.
Jermaine Jackson.
Who?
Jermaine Jackson.
No, it's not Jermaine. He is the... Let me get
it
pulled up.
People are screaming at their radios right now.
Yeah.
He's the Cooper Manning of the group.
Was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What does it start with?
Jay?
You said Jermaine already.
Let's see here.
Michael?
No. Yeah.
Oh, we know it's not Janet.
I know. He was the high tenor singing voice of the Jackson 5. Boy, this was
all right,
a
just
terrible
time. Give
breaker.
Us a name, and then we'll have to. We'll
Jackie
have to
Jackson.
Jackie. Okay. All right. Now, age for Jackie. I'm going to say 72.
No.
75.
Bingo, bango, Todd with the win.
All right.
There we go.
Congratulations, Matt.
Matt wins it. So we're done.
At least it was on a bingo bango. You look stressed over there.
I'm telling you, that's the worst part of this show is doing those.
Acree makes it look effortless, doesn't
he? He does. Yeah. But once again, he's good at that. Like, he's good at the whole...
describing things?
Well, and the
well,
people
and generally
that don't,
speaking, and
people,
like
that
the
nobody
Jack,
really knows. Like, yeah. He's good at
audio.
That.
Audio clues also help.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but the Will Arnett thing, I didn't realize he was 56.
Okay. So that was the only thing that surprised you.
Yeah, pretty much. And the fact that I got through it. Like, that was the other part that I was...
The sigh that you had after that was of such relief. You're just like,
I've been.
Here's that was thing. A mental this, marathon for you.
This is what not to do for you on Wednesday.
Yeah, really.
I have.
So I'm going to come in with like a little bio of each one.
I have. I've taken a beating over birthday trivia over the years.
I bet you.
I've just not been good at it.
Yeah.
I am not good at it. And we got through it.
Today. Well, you had the morning show guys that would put you through the ringer on it.
Yeah.
You know?
We didn't do it as much, though, as what Acree does.
Well, but it's because when Basil asks things, he'll ask it and be like, all right, RJ, you should get this in 1 second. Actually,
seconds.
Less than 1 second. And here it is. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, go.
No, no
and then
clue.
You're just like, I don't even know what the question
no
is
clue.
Anymore.
When we come back, who has the toughest college football schedule in the country? I got a top 10 list of...
It should be Arkansas about every year, but I'm sure it's someone different this
year. You know what? They're not even in the top 10.
What?
They're not even in the top 10.
I object without even seeing the list.
CBS Sports has the top 10 list...
Objection.
...of who has the most... or who has the toughest college football schedule.
I'm going to tell you why they're all wrong and why Arkansas is
And I'm going to tell you why they came up with this.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that. Coming up next right here on The Zone.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. November is Men's Health Awareness Month, so Talkspace wants guys to know that being prepared for life's biggest challenges and opportunities means prioritizing mental health, too. Talkspace can help you go beyond fine-tuned workouts, supplements, and productivity hacks. Talkspace can help you fine-tune your inner life so you can succeed in being the best version of yourself in any situation. And with Talkspace, you can get therapy from anywhere and on your time. You can even text your therapist between sessions. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace takes most insurance, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Men's Health Awareness Month is the perfect time to reach out to Talkspace. Now, get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com and save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPACE80.
Is SportsCenter.
Six of the seven home runs Lázaro Montas has hit for the Arkansas Travelers have come in their series against Wichita, which ended Sunday with an 8-4 win. Montas got the Travs on the board in the first inning with a two-run home run to right field. Charlie Pagliarini hit a two-run home run of his own for the Travs. JT Arruda added a solo shot. Peyton Alford got the win in relief for Arkansas, allowing one hit in an inning and two-thirds with four strikeouts. The Travs are off today. They'll start a series against the Tulsa Drillers at Dickey Stevens Park tomorrow night. Checking the Major League scoreboard, the Chicago Cubs extended their home winning streak to 11 games. It's their longest such streak since 2008 after beating Arizona 8-4. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Johnston's Home Center in Benton is your one-stop shop for everything around your home. Save on ranges and cooktops, microwaves, grills and barbecues, washers, dryers, refrigerators, freezers, ice makers, trash compactors, bedding, recliners, sectional, sofas, vacuums, and more. Outside your home, save on zero-turn mowers, leaf blowers, saws, and sprayers. All of this under one roof inside Johnston's Home Center in Benton off Military Road. Remember, if they don't have it at Johnston's, you probably don't need it.
Make Jim's Razorback Pizza your game day headquarters. Known for their amazing thin crust and Detroit-style deep dish pizzas, but don't pass up on their wings that were voted the best by AY Magazine. If you're looking for a great place to watch the game and the most accommodating service around, visit Jim's Razorback Pizza at Highway 10 just past Taylor Loop and the second location at the Morgan Mall Mail exit. Jim's Razorback Pizza, proudly serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years.
River Valley Tractor is here to help you turn your dream projects into reality. You love your land, and you have plans for it.
During Kubota Orange Days, you'll love the great deals on their versatile, reliable lineup. Stop in today for the best deals of the year. Now through June 30th, 0% financing available or save up to $5,500 on select compact tractors. Sale ends soon. Go to RiverValleyTractor.com for more information.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
It's Justin Acri for Guatney Chevrolet. My friends in Jacksonville are standing by and ready to serve you. Same thing they've been doing since 1957. If you were looking for a car dealership that will take great care of you, give you great deals, handle your trade-in, and give you a great dollar amount for that, there's one place to go. Head north from the capital city, get off the James Street exit, and you are in business with my friends at Guatney Chevrolet. This will be a business deal indeed, but they will treat you like family. That's why they've been such a great dealership for so long, and that's why people come back again and again. You can call them at 501-982-2020. You can see their inventory, all of it online at GuatneyChevrolet.com. So if you want to peruse what they have to offer before you head out there to make the buying process a little more efficient, by golly, do it. But you're going to have a great experience. You're going to want to hang out there all day because you're going to get great service during the sale and after the sale. It's a family-friendly, helpful, no-pressure environment. They want you to come in, feel great about the experience, and drive off with a great car and a great experience. Guatney Chevrolet is the dealership you want to do business with again and again. So head to Jacksonville and see our friends out on TPY Drive, Guatney Chevrolet, driving trust every mile.
All right, 12:37, back in the zone. Chris Kane and RJ Hawk in today. Justin Acri out of town. Todd Pierce.
The music choice has been good today.
Yeah. Very apropos.
We went from like Limp Bizkit to Timberlake to...
Yeah. It's the throwback day.
We'll mix Randy Travis in there.
I'm very bad about knowing what's new and hip in these days.
Yeah, me too.
In terms of music, if I watch the Grammys, it's like, man, I hope they have some throwback segments because... You know what I've done?
What?
I have reached the...
get off my yard.
Well, not quite there, almost. I have reached, in terms of my entertainment, the Tommy Smith mentality.
Well, you like watch MeTV?
My version of Gunsmoke, though, is watching like Entourage and Boss, you know...
My version of Gunsmoke.
My version of Gunsmoke. is watching old shows. I don't watch new anymore. I'm done with the new. If you got a new show, I'm sorry, I'm probably out. I hear it all the time. So if you watch this, it's like, is it new? They're like, yeah, it just came. I'm like, no, if I hadn't already started it yet.
So you don't watch Netflix or?
Oh, I do, but I don't watch the new stuff on those. I watch the old stuff.
Oh, see, I'm all about the new stuff. Like Cross, I love it. We binge shows new shows all the time because. And I've said this before.
I watch The West Wing.
I don't watch, like, and this is partially why I don't know movie lines, I guess. But like once I've seen a movie once, I don't watch it again.
Oh, man. I'm all about rewatching the movies.
No.
You know what I watched the other day? I watched Behind Enemy Lines with Owen Wilson.
Can't say I've seen it.
Gene Hackman?
Maybe I have.
It's good. It's not a highly acclaimed film, but I was like, you know what? I remember seeing this when I was like 13 years old. I remember it was good. Let's see if it holds up. Watched it.
I take that back. If Avengers is on, I'll watch it.
You're
that.
Watching Avengers.
Oh, I love Avengers.
It's almost too new for me. I'm done with Marvel. Any new Marvel stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm out. The new thing with Doctor Doom and whatever's coming, I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I'm good. I'll rewatch some. I've turned into that. I've turned into the old man. I don't need to watch new. All the good stuff's already been made. I'll just rewatch it.
So my wife is 7 years younger than I am, right? And so... it's kind of turned into a game because she will You know how Basil says, for the longest, he never watched Old Yeller, right?
Yeah.
Well,
you didn't show your kids that, did you?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
Well, I mean,
it's traumatizing.
But, like, I'm kind of the same way. Like, I just haven't, there's some movies that she'll go, I cannot believe this is a classic. I'm like, never saw it.
Never saw Old Yeller.
No, I've seen it since, because they made me watch it.
They bullied you into it, right?
Yeah. But, like, with her, she doesn't know old music. Right, and so like,
see, that's a great shared thing. You introduced her old music.
What was funny was
she introduces you to old
she
movies.
She didn't know like Back in Black. We were at a concert. She heard it. She was like, "Never heard this before." What?
She must have only listened to country radio growing up.
Like, what?
That's the other thing. New song, new country songs. Come on.
Well,
come on.
So I have
don't hold a candle.
My kids
see,
and
I've
my
reached,
wife.
I've reached the Tommy Smith.
I listen.
New is bad. Old is good.
This right here.
She never heard it before.
So this play, we were at a concert, right? And this, you know how they play the pre-music before the concert starts? This is playing, and I'm like jamming out. Like, yeah! And she's like, never heard it. Like, you could see on her face, she's like, what is this? Like
never even like, oh yeah, I've heard it. I just don't really know. Never heard it.
And she's like, probably
hard to believe.
Can't say
that you can accidentally hear this song walking around a mall growing, right? You know,
or the grocery store.
Yeah, she's heard it now. Like I make sure to play like a bunch of old stuff for her, but then she in turn like makes
shows you old movies.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because she's like, I cannot believe you've not seen this. Like, what was the one that we saw the other day that? What was it?
See, classic movies.
It was one that
there's elements to them that hold up to where you can keep, you can watch them over and over. Maybe you watch a movie and you find new things about that movie.
Yeah.
That you go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that the first time. Like, there's different layers you can pull back from old movies.
Yeah.
That's what I love about them.
Okay.
Go, especially, like, now you watch even kids' movies, like introducing my kids to what we watched as kids,
mm-hmm.
there are things I can pick up on and go, oh, I didn't realize that. Like the hidden adult jokes in kids' movies that they have. There's a whole other layer to
it. And here's the other part about watching movies is that, like, a lot of you guys will, like you, the hidden adult jokes that you
didn't get it.
I literally watched it. I'm the dumbest guy in the world when it comes to watching movies because I'm just sitting there going, I just want to be entertained. Like, I don't want to have to read.
I know. You don't want meaning.
He doesn't want.
He's like, hey, spare me the meaning of movies.
I do not want to have to read between the lines on, like.
You want Rambo. That's what you want.
Yes.
You want Rambo where there's no meaning
no,
here.
Like,
it's just
I am
full
the
throttle.
And I'm admitting.
Metal.
I am admitting. Yeah. I am the dumbest guy to watch a movie. If you want to, if there's a meaning that I have to, like, take from this, I'm not your guy.
No meaning.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
If I'm going to watch it, like, I want to be entertained. If I get, like, 30 minutes in and it's like...
You're like, less dialogue, well, less story for me, please.
My
I'm just here for the action.
My wife was watching a movie that, there was sign language going on, and you had to read subtitles. And we got, like, 20 minutes into this thing. I said, I'm out.
Wait, you don't read subtitles? How do you even watch anything?
No.
I don't think there's a thing I watch these days without subtitles. And mostly it's because of bad hearing. But, like,
no.
Oh, no, you got to watch it with subtitles
Negative.
So you know what's going on. Unless you blare the volume.
I don't have time to read that. Like let me listen. And
I do love the idea of reading is so... you're like, I am not reading anything.
I don't... Here's the thing. I don't watch a movie to work. Like, I want to... I just look, put it on.
Just be passive.
Let me watch
read the fact.
Let me watch
the fact that you're like, man, reading, that's work.
He doesn't need context of the whole Colonel Jones.
No,
loses all meaning for him.
No.
Which, by the way, would be great, yes, to have
I don't need to sit there and go, okay, what are they trying to do here? Like, just spell it out for me.
Subtitles to me are a game changer in a viewing experience. I appreciate them more now, and I'm pretty sure 20 years from now, when I have to have some type of hearing aid device, it will go even further. Because I don't know how you if there's no subtitles, I'm like, what's going on? We got to pause this. I can't hear a thing.
Like on a regular movie, you watch subtitles
all the time. I even keep it. I don't care if it's on during sports.
Are you serious?
All the time.
You are not normal.
I have subtitles on. All the time. If it's not on one of the... I only have two TVs in the house, but like if it's not on one, I'm like, all right, we got it. Hold on. Pause. Need subtitles.
Okay. That opens up a whole new can of worms because like...
Oh, I need them. I can't hear
so like
very
you
well.
I'm with you.
Part of my problem, though, is like I'm sitting there with my phone, watching TV, like doing multiple things at once. And so like I'm not going to sit there and read the... If I've got to read the show, like I'm out.
I do love the idea that Reed, you're like, wait a second, Reed?
No.
That is what you were just like, no, reading is work.
No.
You can't just passively watch it read something. You're like, no. Turn that off. I can't do anything. Anything with subtitles, you're out. No way.
Like, you can ask Bree. Like, if there's subtitles on it, I'm going somewhere else. Like, I'm not doing it. I don't want it to be on the screen. I'll rewind it to hear what they had to say, but I'm not reading it.
You know what you wouldn't have to do? Rewind if you had subtitles, because you could read it clearly.
Something else that doesn't have subtitles? Game balls and jock straps.
Game balls and jock straps are brought to you by A Caddy's Touch Landscape. Josh Dickinson is a former PGA caddy, so he knows what good grass looks like. If you'd like to take your yard to the next level, then hit up Josh and his crew at A Caddy's Touch Landscape. 501-794-2770. Call today.
Okay, my game ball right now is going to Johnny Sausage for the text that he just sent.
Which is?
He says, of all the dumb stuff that comes out of RJ's mouth, he's spot on about subtitles in movies.
That's three positive affirmations he's been given today. Do you
right.
realize that?
He's on a roll. The whole reason I don't read books is because, this is from the text, is because there are movies. Don't put books in my movies. 100%!
So don't yuck his yum is basically what he's saying.
Like, basically. That is the perfect text. But he summarized everything I was trying to say.
My dad is listening, and he said, RJ said he doesn't want to read, but he immediately said, spell it out. Love my third son. Yes, that's not, it. You go, whoa, spell it out for me. Right after
Daddy
you said,
Kane,
I don't want to read.
Daddy Kane, I'm also upset about the tennis team, too. So,
yeah.
Jason Peterson, I'm with RJ. I watch a movie. I don't want to read.
Well, excuse you with all your perfect hearing over there. I'm just trying to even understand what's going on.
Exactly.
So I can't, for the hearing impaired, you will get there one day. You wore these headphones for a long time. You've worn headphones
for a long
time.
I thought, once again, I'm like, I'm saying this and I'm in the mind. Because usually what Chris, like, in my history of friendship with Chris Kane, like, usually I'm always in the minority on what he says, right?
Not always.
And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that. But then when we talk about this and he goes, oh, I totally always have subtitles on when I watch my movies.
You have to.
I'm thinking,
I wouldn't know what's happening without it.
Wait a minute.
I need them.
I'm not that off.
I need them. No, you're getting a lot of people. I came to watch, not read. Yeah, no, there's a lot of folks commenting in on the text line.
RJ won't read movies, but he's reading his phone while watching a movie.
Thank you for pointing that out, Texter.
But it's not that I don't want to read. It's the fact that I'm there to visually watch a movie. Like, I don't want to have to read the script while I'm watching the movie.
You're not even watching the movie. You're reading your phone.
As you just pointed out. It's more scrolling.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Just scrolling. Okay, what are we doing again? Sorry.
Game balls and jock
straps. It's brought to you by Caddy's Touch Landscaping. Thank you to Caddy's Touch Landscaping for bearing with us. Okay. Whew. All right, I've got mine. Do you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay,
yeah,
I know
please.
RJ's still trying to fight his.
I just gave mine.
Jock strap, first of all, this weekend to not one but two teams that were up 3-1 in their NBA playoff series and go down. That is the Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic. So those are my jock straps. You're up 3-1. It's only happened, I think it's less than 20 times in NBA history. Teams have come back from 3-1 down to win a series, and it's now happened twice within a matter of a few days. My game ball is a bit obscure, but if you are on social media, particularly Twitter, which is just a horrible wasteland of a place that can sometimes be fun and funny, my game ball goes to the Razorback Baseball Twitter account.
Yes.
There was a story that was published last week, and I believe it was the Daily Mail first. They picked it up. Ended up being something that was totally fabricated, but it, of course, was spread like a wildfire on social media about J.P. Morgan. And there was some verbiage used in some of the complaints that went viral, and Razorback Baseball took something current and made it into a post that I just got to give them the tip of the cap to, if you will. They posted, I bet your little pitching staff doesn't have these cannons after beating Ole Miss Friday night, and I think they had 9 strikeouts at one point. So kudos to you. Razorback Baseball, over 5 million views on this.
Wow.
In the engagement economy that social media currently is, they had a really good weekend, and that was a great post. So that's my game ball.
Okay, both my game ball and my jock strap are baseball related. First, the jock strap to the Cincinnati Reds, who walked 7 count them, 7 batters in a row on Saturday.
I saw that, yeah.
Tying a Major League Baseball record. Yeah, seven consecutive batters. And then a couple of local game balls. First to the Little Rock Trojans, who've already exceeded their 2025 win total. They are 5 wins shy of the program record.
Let's go, Coach Curry.
With 6 or 7 games to go.
Nice.
And then also want to give a quick game ball to UCA pitcher Hunter Alexander, who is now their career saves leader. He has 20 in his career.
That's outstanding. And they're UCA doing well. They lost the series this past weekend, but coming off a series win last weekend. But no, they're poised to have a good postseason
run. They
are
playing for first place this weekend.
Yep, they're poised
in the
A-Sun
Gold Division.
Yes.
So once again, I came unprepared for game balls and jock straps because there was a lot on my heart today.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
My jock strap goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. You take quarterback Mendoza, right, with the first overall pick, right?
Yes.
Fernando Mendoza, you take him with the first pick, and immediately they go into rookie camp and says, you're not going to be in the shotgun in this formation. We're going to work you under center. He has never gone under center in his college career at Indiana. And he said in his interview that he goes, this has been an adjustment to try to learn how to take a snap under center. Hopefully we'll make, he said, it's like taking all the plays through a fire hose all at one time, as well as learning how to take a snap under center. My thing is like, if you're going to take him number one overall, I get that he's, but play the system that he's used to, right? Is that too much to ask?
I don't know if you want to tailor everything. Now, you want to tailor to his strengths, obviously, but I mean, it depends on what your system is. You want to create a system that works with his. So I don't know if, I know we got to take a break.
Yeah.
I think there's a happy medium there that they need to find because you want him to be successful immediately. Need it, even though you have Kirk Cousins.
If I may, I listen to 103.7 The Buzz while I read the news and weather on TV. Closed caption.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, one more segment when we come back. What's on tap? What's on tap? That's what we're going to talk about next. Right here on The Zone.
Lost in the heat of it all.
106.7 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on 106.7 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
Fraud is on the rise, and scammers are getting more convincing every day. But remember this, your bank will never call you asking for your debit card number, expiration date, PIN, security code, or online banking login information. If you receive a message or call that feels off, trust your instincts. Hang up. Don't click. Don't respond. Instead, contact your bank directly using a number you know and trust. Protect your information. Protect your money. When in doubt, call your bank.
It's Justin Acri for Burroughs in Mr. Frank's, a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. There are a lot of places to get eyewear, and if you just want to be average, that's an option. But if you want to stand out from the crowd, you go to the best. Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you're not going to find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier and Gucci, State Optical, Salt, and they get all of their lenses from high-tech lens crafter Zeiss. They make lenses for cameras and telescopes and microscopes and, of course, glasses. And you can only find them at Burroughs and Mr. Frank's. They do all the fitting and lab work right in their own store lab. So go by and see the team over there and get a design that fits your look. All Zeiss lenses have special properties as well. They're ground into the lens that protects your eyes from sun and light. They even have lenses for heavy computer use. And if you need protective eyewear for sports, they've got you covered there too. They also have top brands for sunglasses. It's all under one roof. It's Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, 5901 Street in the Heights.
What's on tap? Highlighting the biggest sporting events each day. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there.
This is what happens when you have too many buttons and you wind up stepping over an introduction. So my apologies to Shots on that. What's on tap tonight? We've got Trojan Talk with Trey Shep over on Buzz 2 starting at 6 o'clock. And then after Drive Time Sports here on the Buzz starting at 7, it's Ray Tucker's Arkansas Outdoors. Ray Tucker and Brian Hendricks will talk all things outdoors for you. Sports-wise tonight on television, you got the NBA playoffs, Sixers and Knicks in Game 1, Minnesota and I can't tell who they're, but I believe it's Denver, but they'll have that.
Awesome. Wes Moore joins us now.
Yes.
Wes, we just found out that you also are a closed caption guy for your movies.
Yeah, always. That avoids having to rewind to figure out what they said.
See?
Because you already know what they said.
Finally an alibi. I finally got one. RJ's been getting texts.
We've been getting bombarded with texts. No, I don't use that. That's blasphemy. And clearly, you guys are the only two. What's going on with you guys today?
Busy day. Talking about the Diamond Hogs' huge victory yesterday. That was a cool moment right there. It's one of those that you hope can propel them for the rest of the season and lead to some big things. You already got Cahill Lloyd, the player of the week in the SEC. That was just announced. And, man, if he starts hitting the ball,
watch out.
That lineup gets a little deeper. We're going to talk baseball with Anthony Christensen from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. He was also in Fort Worth with the tennis team.
Yeah.
And so we're going to get the very latest on the tennis team with him. Matt Jones, WholeHogSports.com. He's at the Swatters Club right now with Dave Van Horn. Update from him. And Matt Dinnerman from Oaklawn.
Yes.
Awesome. We'll talk a little Kentucky Derby and the close of Oaklawn with him.
Awesome. Chris, been fun.
Has been fun, RJ. Until next time.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.